Hello, my name is Kenny May, and today I'll be interviewing Wing May at age 47 on sports, school, and movies.
What sports did you play?
I played volleyball. That's like one of the Chinese like famous like sport. So I've been playing it since I was like little until now.
Did you enjoy playing it?
Yes, I do. I mean, it's physical exercise, and also, you know, like give me like some health, and it also helped me with like the diet.
Was volleyball different from when you were in middle school from now?
The rules are like keep like changing. In the old days, I mean, you can use like both hands, you know, almost you can just like lift it, and then today you actually, you know, have to do it like more to the rule. So you actually have to put like both a hand like together, and it had to be like speed, and you know, in the old days that you cannot, the ball cannot like touch your body. But today, I mean, the ball can like touch, you know, anything above your shoulder. So the rule has been like changed a lot.
Did you play on a team?
Yes, I do. We actually have a team called Windy City Volleyball, and we play twice a week. And you know, every year I did not like play like tournament with them and traveling around the state, but some of my my teammates, you know, they travel and they won't go to like New York or Boston or Toronto, you know, and play. In the old days, you know, I went with them, but this last like couple years been like busy, so I did not go.
When you moved around like the state, which parts of the state did you move to?
You mean the state of when I'm in America?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're on the volleyball team, mm-hmm. and you moved around because like a travel team.
Mm-hmm. You mean which like state I travel?
Or city.
Or what city?
Yeah.
New York. That's like Boston. Some other people, they went to like San Francisco, and many years ago I went to like Toronto.
Did you play with your friends like in school or on the team?
I played both. You know, at the Park District, we play with like friends, and we, you know, play more like at the practice like level, and then, you know, we have our own team. So from time to time, you know, if we have like a tournament like coming up, then, you know, a team play is like structure to be played. And, you know, most of the time, you know, we play for fun, or we play for, you know, like lunch or like dinner and things like that.
Was your coach nice?
We actually don't have a coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we play on our own. When we were playing, and some elderly, you know, like person were the court, you know, they would give us like instructions and give us like advice, you know, how we play and, you know, how we do it, you know, like better.
How long have you been playing volleyball?
I play since I was probably 8 or 9, back in like China. Even though, you know, when we immigrated to the state, and I play with my cousins and my brother, that was like in the elementary school, and then high school, you know, I play at, you know, more like a volleyball team. And then the university, you know, I keep playing until today.
Did you get to know your teammates well?
Yes. I mean, we actually get along with each other. And we actually went out after the game, almost every game. And, you know, we were, you know, having a good time, and we enjoyed each other.
For my research on sports and volleyball, I found that in 1970, the United States made an official volleyball rules and reference guidebook, and that they reduced the center lines, so they were widened to 4 inches now. and serving doesn't need to be tossed in the air. And also, many other rules were made, like blocks no longer counted as the team's first three hits. And also, if the ball hits the ceiling, then it would have been, or any other objects, then it would have been considered like dead, as in it would be like a turnover. And also, the balls were released before served. And also, now there's only 6 substitutions per team and only 1 entry per player allowed now. And it's best of 5 games, determining the winner of a match.
What school did you go to?
I went to Kyrie High School.
How was it?
The school was great. I mean, was back then there was lots of Polish, the African American, and then there's like a small percentage of the Hispanic, Latino, and also, you know, like Asian American. So the school, the culture different is a lot different than today. I guess like today there's like more split between Asian and then Latino Spanish.
How many friends did you make?
Close friends, I would say probably like 20, and then like some other people around the class and the outside, there was about what, like 50, 60.
How far was your school?
Where I was living, that's about what, 3 miles.
What transportation did you use to get to school?
We use buses, you know, in the old days, you know, like family wise, my parents, they don't have a car. So most of the time we took a bus to go to school.
Did you enjoy going to school?
Yes, I do. I mean, I learned a lot from it. I mean, there's new friends, and then I enjoy, you know, going, you know, meeting like new people. And every day is like different, and that's how I get my education and help me with my career today. So going to the high school, I never regret.
Were your teachers nice to you, and which one was kind of your favorite?
Yes, I mean, there's like one physics teacher, we love it, and we get like so close, and we actually, you know, do a field trip. So the field trip was good. We all have like fun. We went to one of the forest reserve, and we bike and fishing over there. And then the other like teacher I have for 4 years, I believe, you know, which is like accounting. And that's my career, and it helps me, you know, in my real life today.
What was school like when you went to seventh grade?
Seventh grade is a little like different, and seventh grade is pretty much, you know, all about learning and absorbing, especially, you know, that's almost at the time that I came to the States.
What was your favorite subject in seventh grade?
Seventh grade, my favorite subject was art, because I enjoy drawing and, you know, try to memory stuff with like a picture. In the old days, you know, it's expensive to buy films, so, and print pictures.
What type of school did you go to?
It's a Chicago public school.
For my research on schools, I found that in the late 1970s, segregated schools in the United States were almost all eliminated, and that in the mid-1970s, handheld calculators were made, so kids could use it, but not many of them had it, and lots of kids had work to do, for like schools as homework and also classwork. Governments wouldn't like help cut fundings into schools because of the time during, so they didn't get involved much, and students could like move around in class because they didn't have like desks to sit around with and chairs. So sometimes they'll just be around this class, and also many people would have went to college because that time is during the Vietnam War. So if they went to college, they could try to avoid going to war.
What movies did you watch?
I watch lots of like action movies, especially with Marvels and some of the Chinese martial arts, and then those are like good movie, and I enjoy watching it with my family.
What was your favorite movie?
Pretty much every one that Jet Li, you know, back then it was like Jackie Chan, and then recently, I mean, there's lots of like Marvel, like Avengers. You know, I love all of that.
Can you describe how the movie was?
Which one would you want me to describe?
Any.
Any?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start off with the martial art then. The martial arts that I feel it ties back to our ancestors, and it's, you know, more like a real life thing. So as you know, that there was like starting from the emperor, you know, how they, you know, like manage like the people, you know, in the old days, you know, everybody have to follow his lead. So what happened is, you know, whatever he said, I mean, the people actually have to do it. I mean, you cannot like say no in front of like the emperor. So that is like different than the current. What happened is, if you have like the president, like say something, you know, people can like reject it or not. Well, you can say no because of the United States is different. Back in the old days, I mean, you cannot say no. Whatever he said, you gotta do it, right? That's the huge difference. So that's why, you know, like the movies, like in those days, you know, I feel that the culture is like different. And then from like today, we came to the modern world, there's like freedom of like speech, and that's another reason, you know, why we like come to the state. So
how much did the movies cost when you watched it?
In the old days, there was like a dollar rental, you know, per tape. So each tape that you can borrow it for 24 hours. And then once that is, you know, playing, and then at the same time, you can record it. But that was just the way how it was worked out.
Were they mainly scary or some other genre?
What do you mean?
Like, is it like scary comedy or action? Like, what mainly were they in like the past, even though if you didn't watch it?
I think there's like some learning curve like to it. Okay. Yeah, there was just some learning curve to it. I mean, from anything that you watch, that you can learn and tie that back to the real life.
For my research on movies, I found that in the early 1970s, most VCRs for playing the movies cost about 30K. But then in the mid-1970s, the price lowered to, for the lowest, is 2K, which is still a lot, and not much people really were able to watch movies. So I'm guessing that he had a lot of money to be able to afford this and like entertain himself a lot. And also cable television was also beginning, like premium and home boxes were made in around the late 1970s, which then Jaws and Star Wars were also coming out, and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory were also coming out during that time.